The last conversation we had, we two old friends from Indianapolis, was 2 weeks before she died. It was on the telephone. She was in Washington, D.C. I was in Manhattan. I don't know which of us initiated the call. It could have been either one of us. Whoever it was, it turned out that the point of the call was to say goodbye. Our last conversation was intimate. Jane asked me, as though I knew, what would determine the exact moment of her death. She may have felt like a character in a book by me. In a sense, she was. I told her on the telephone that a sunburned, raffish, bored but not unhappy 10-year-old boy, whom we did not know, would be standing on the gravel slope of the boat-launching ramp at the foot of Scudder's Lane. He would gaze out at nothing in particular, birds, boats, or whatever, in the harbor of Barnstable, Cape Cod. At the head of Scudder's Lane, on Route 6A, 1/10 of a mile from the boat-launching ramp, is the big old house where we cared for our son and 2 daughters, and 3 sons of my sister until they were grown-ups. I told Jane that this boy, with nothing better to do, would pick up a stone, as boys will. He would arc it over the harbor. When the stone hit the water, she would die. Jane could believe with all her heart anything that made being alive seem full of white magic. That was her strength. She died believing in the Trinity and heaven and hell and all the rest of it. I'm so glad. Why? Because I loved her.